of the weir, and they speak of faith, of continuity, of solidity, and of half-remembered history. The interior of the cathedral is as awe-inspiring as the exterior. Immense pillars carry the soaring roof and lead the eye down to the high altar, where the glorious stained glass of the rose window glows above it. Behind all of that splendour is what made it possible. On the floor is a slab of rust-coloured marble with the name Cuthbertus inscribed on it. Durham Cathedral was raised on Cuthbert's bones. Such was the power of his cult and the love believers felt for this gentle, vulnerable, deeply devout man that the towers of the great church soared to the heavens to celebrate his life, his miracles, and his ability to inspire a simple and profound faith. Beyond Newcastle, the train edges ever closer to the North Sea coast, as the lovely village of Arnmouth comes into view. Not far south of Berwick-upon-Tweed, a low sandy island can be seen, its farthest point punctuated by a steep rock topped by a fairy tale castle. Nearby, a small cluster of rooftops huddle around the ruins of a church. Lindisfarne's beauty is quieter, less dramatic than Durham's, but its innate spiritual power is immeasurably greater. Saints walked on this island, miracles were seen, and between 685 and 687, Cuthbert was its bishop, master of a vast patrimony of land and glittering wealth. The sandy island was the centre of early Christianity in 7th century England, a place where great faith was forged in the fires of privation, prayer, and personal sacrifice. Place names can be emblematic, compressed nuggets of forgotten history, and the mouth-filling sensuousness of Lindisfarne may have a tale to tell. It seems that the Romans called it Insula Medicata, and that may have referred to an island where plants grew that were useful for making balms, poultices, or decoctions. Dialects of Old Welsh were spoken down the length of Britain before and after the Roman province of Britannia, and the native name of Unus Medcat derived directly from the Latin name. Throughout the 5th and 6th centuries, Angles and Saxons sailed the North Sea from Scandinavia and what is now Germany and Holland to settle on the eastern shores of Britain. The kings of Lindsey ruled over the low-lying lands south of the Humber, and their people knew themselves as the Lindisfarus. A band of them appears to have colonised Unus Medcat, perhaps building a defensive stockade on the rock where the castle now stands. When Gaelic-speaking monks came to the island in the 7th century, they may have brought the second element of the island's name. Fiaran means a piece of land, and Lindisfjaran was coined, the land of the Lindisfarus. Led by Aidan, 12 monks came from Columba's famous monastery on Iona at the invitation of the Northumbrian King Oswald. As a young man, he had been exiled and sought sanctuary on Iona, where he was baptised. Having won a decisive victory over a coalition of native British kings at Heavenfield, near Hadrian's Wall, Oswald established his capital place on the Seamark Rock at Bamborough. And so that support and resources were readily available to the new community, Aidan decided to build the first church and its monastic cells close by, on Lindisfarne. With King Oswald translating his Gaelic for the pagan Anglian settlers, Aidan began the process of conversion. At Old Melrose on the River Tweed, then part of Northumbria, he founded another monastery. In 651, Cuthbert entered holy orders there, and his long journey to Lindisfarne and sainthood form the core of the narrative that follows. The church in Britain was riven with controversy, and in 663, Oswald's brother, Oswy, convened a synod at Whitby to settle all arguments. Roman practices were preferred over the customs of the Celtic Church, and Bishop Coleman of Lindisfarne felt compelled to return to Iona. The story of these difficult times is concisely told, albeit not entirely objectively, by the greatest scholar of early medieval Britain, Bede of Jarrow, and he wrote of Cuthbert's exasperation with those monks on the island who would not conform to Roman rules. Lindisfarne became a place of immense richness. To provide an additional and prestigious focus for the cult of Cuthbert, Bishop Eadfrith painted one of the greatest works of art in our history, the Lindisfarne Gospels. Around the year 700, this glorious object was made on the island with extraordinary...